You're listening
to the CD Baby.
CD Baby.
CD Baby.
DIY.
Musician.
Musician podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to episode number 244 of the CD Baby DIY Musician podcast. My name is Kevin Bruner, and on today's show, you're going to hear Rick Barker discuss how to monetize your Instagram. This session was recorded live at the 2019 DIY Musician Conference and was definitely a conference favorite. Instagram is my favorite social network, and I think it's an excellent place to build your artist story and engage with people on a number of levels that actually gets results. While we're talking about Instagram, I'll invite you to follow me. I'm at K Bruner, the letter K, and my last name, Bruner, B-R-E-U-N-E-R. You can follow my band, Small Town Poets, so at Small Town Poets. And you should also follow at Chris Robley, who is a co-host on the podcast. And you can see some of the things we're trying, or we can just hang out on Instagram, because you'll find me there pretty quickly. Before we jump into the episode, though, I want to remind you that you can call our listener line at 360-524-2209 or email our podcast at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com. There's some specific topics I am looking for and want to get feedback and comments and questions on. Number one, comments or questions about using Instagram, because that's what this episode was about. Number two, we're planning a merch episode. So we want to know what is working, what isn't working, and when it comes to merch for your shows and online, like what items have been selling well, and what tools have you been using, and where you're getting your shirts done. So things like that. This won't be just a how to set up a merch table. We really want to talk about things that are working, things that aren't working, items that are selling, tools that are helping you sell online, and all of that. So we definitely want to hear your comments and feedback on that. And number three, what we want is 2020 predictions. It's a new year coming up. What are your predictions or ideas or thoughts for the music business or where things are going in 2020? It's always just interesting to take guesses and look back and see how right or wrong we were. So, the listener line is open, 360-524-2209, or email us at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com. If you leave a voicemail, you got to keep it under 2 minutes, or it'll cut you off. And preferably, you know, get your thoughts down ahead of time so you can keep it brief, and it makes it easier for us to get it on the show. And I look forward to reading your emails and hearing all the voicemails on those topics. Well, let's get to our show, How to Monetize Your Instagram with Rick Barker, recorded live at the 2019 DIY Musician Conference in Austin, Texas.
Check one, two. Mike, check one, two. Okay, first off, thank you guys so much for being here. My name is Rick Barker, host of the Music Industry Blueprint podcast. This is my third year being here at the DIY Musician Conference. And this is going to be a very interactive presentation. So this is all about you. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to pull out your phone. Everybody pull out your phone. And I want you to open up your email tab on your phone. And I want you to send an email to DIY@ricksliveoffer.com. What I'm going to share with you are a few things. How many people here would love to learn how to get their music in film and television? That's like something super important for them. Okay, so a buddy of mine, Michael Elsner, and I did a three-hour sit-down with some of my clients, and we recorded this whole entire thing, so I want to give that to you as a gift. Also, too, my 2017 presentation, I'll send you the slides to that. I'll also send you last year's presentation where I taught people how to run Facebook ads for $1 a day. We did that as well. So I got a lot of cool stuff that I'll send you as a thank you. The next thing I need you to know, we're talking about Instagram today. Open up your phone and your Instagram. Everybody open up your Instagram. For those of you that are new, it's the one that is IG. Got that little cute little thing on it. So go ahead and open that up. While you're opening that up, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm also host of the Music Industry Blueprint podcast. Oh, let's go back to this other picture. How many of you have never heard me speak before? Okay, this is cool. All right, well, I'm not going to bore you with my story because we only get an hour and this is about you. But last year on this stage, I weighed about 263 pounds. big son of a gun. Always had to wear my black shirt untucked. Just, you know, kind of take care of that. Bigger fellas know exactly what it is that I'm talking about. On February, I met this young lady with blue hair. Tell you a quick story. So I'm at an event called ClickFunnels, Funnel Hacking Live. I'm part of Russell Brunson's organization. So this lady, Christy Code Red Nickel, she's on stage and she says, "Hey, Nashville, what's going on? I'm taking a look around the room. Man, you guys could stand to lose a few pounds." I'm like, "What?" It's like 6,000 people in this room. She said, "Yeah." She said, "Some of you fellas have bigger boobs than the women." And I'm like, holy crap, she's talking to me. It's like there's 6,000 people, and I think she's having a solid just one-on-one conversation with me. I end up reaching out to Christy, and I said, "Hey, Christy, my name's Rick. I'm the dude with the man boobs you were talking about in the presentation from the stage." And she kind of looked a little nervous, and I said, "No, don't be nervous." I said, "I needed to hear that." I said, "If you want to learn how to lose weight, ask a fat person. They seem to have all the answers." I said, "I was that guy." I said, "I needed to hear this." And the reason I'm sharing this story with you is because this may be the day and this may be the conference that you hear something that you need to hear that's going to put your ass in gear to make a difference with what it is that you're doing, because this is what happened a few months later. My podcast, by the way, how many of you know Gary Vaynerchuk? At Gary V. Cool. All right. So Gary's company distributes my podcast. I'm wearing the O4s right now. If you take pictures, hashtag me and Gary. But what was interesting is in that picture, the one with Christy I took in February, I was 253. That one, I was 210 pounds. So what happened in that short period of time is that I finally heard what it is that I needed to hear. The tools were always available. The tools are available for each and every one of you, but who's going to use them? That's what I want you to leave with today. The reason that we're talking about Instagram today is it is the most powerful tool in the world. Everybody who is, has everybody have their Instagram app open? Because I'm going to show you how to do things. This is very interactive, like I said. While you're there, go into the bottom. You're going to see the little magnifying glass. And I want you to search Rick Barker Music. Okay, Rick Barker Music. And when it pops up, I want you to click follow. Hold on. I ain't messing with you. I want you to click follow. How many people reached out by email? Raise your hand. Okay, how many people just reached out by Instagram? Okay, so I just basically picked up a couple hundred email addresses and a couple hundred new followers. How do you think you could do that from the stage at your next show? You give them something of value. So I told you, I didn't just say, "Send me your email." You'd have been like, "Screw you." I told you what was of value, what the benefit to you was. So when you're on stage, you could let people know what benefit and what value you're bringing to the situation. They'll be more than happy if you're providing value to them to give you something that you could better that relationship with and further that conversation. That's where a lot of us miss the boat sometimes, is we're just like, "Hey, how you doing? Great. What's your email? Hey, how you doing? Can I have your phone number?" We're like those creepy guys at the bar, you know? It's like you don't want to be that person online either, okay? So while you're here, how many of you would you consider yourself active on Instagram? Good. It's the biggest and most active social media platform at the time. Now, some of you go, "Oh, dude, Facebook's bigger." Instagram Stories has 600 million daily users. That's big. Cool part is you don't need all of them to be successful. What I'm going to teach you to do how today, and where's Greg Wilnow? You were here a second ago. Okay, buddy, I may try to plug something back into the phone, but I need somebody to just put a finger down on it to keep the power light on, because I would like to show you the actual screen of what we've done. So one of the things that I would like to talk to you, how many of you have gone live on Instagram? Okay. How many of you are inviting people to go live with you in real time? You notice the hands went down. Here's what we need to do. Remember, when you go on social, it's about them. It's not about you. When you invite somebody on in real time, their followers are then notified that they're live. So it's like you just built a real look-alike audience in real time. It's like the people that you would try to find fans of the people who follow you, you found them in real time. So what I want you to get in the habit of doing is making sure that you're starting to bring people on and use these tools. So I went on Instagram Live, and I went every night for 3 nights. I went live for an hour just answering questions. Next night, showed up, just answering questions. Instagram will let you go for an hour. So that's free real estate at that point, which is really cool. So I went live again the following night. On the third night, I said, hey, by the way, I've got these books. I'll show you what one of my books looks like. I just showed a book. I said, hey, I bought a box of these books. I've already paid for it. If you'd like a copy, I'll send you one. All you got to do is just pick up the shipping. I sold 200 books in 48 hours. It's like, holy crap. I'm like, this is pretty cool. And then because I have, how many of you were in Corinne and Circa's sessions? If you weren't, go to, okay, that's not a lot of you. Okay, here's the thing. There's a lot going on here right now. You need to go into your speaker app and you need to go follow the people who were sharing, because what they taught you is conversions and data and all this other kind of stuff. If you've set yourself up properly for optimization, you're then able to make additional offers. So what happened was is that people came in, they picked up the book, and it was $4.71 for US, $9.71 international. But what I did is then I made them an offer. I said, hey, by the way, usually after somebody picks up my book, the next step they ask is, do I manage? How can, you know, they work with me? I said, I'm glad you asked. Here's this opportunity. And I created an opportunity, and a lot of people took me up on that. So in 48 hours, I also made $9,000. So how does that translate for an artist? So what I just recently did is right now I had Maddie Newton. Greg, come here real quick and let me see if we can make this happen. I'm going to unplug the HDMI so it's going to shake for a second, but I'm going to put this in. I want to... Actually, I'll also be able to, I want to see if we can get my phone up. If not, I'm going to go into, so what's happening is this power light's not on, but when you hold down like that, right there on that corner, real hard, yeah, just, this is Greg Wilnaugh from musicianmonster.com. Yeah, Greg's fantastic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try it here first, and then we're going to get it. So what I had Maddie do is there's this really cool feature now on Instagram. Have you seen the stickers and the polls and where you can ask a yes or no question or things like that? What a lot of people don't understand is you just put it up and you ask the question is when you go into your insights and your highlights on that within the first 24 hours, you're allowed to see who the people were and what they said. And then you're allowed to go follow them. So Maddie just recently did one. Where, and I'm going to, hold on, this is, actually, here's what I'm going to do. This will make it easier. They don't give us any technical time to set up. That's what I love what the gentleman was saying. He's like, yeah, I wish we would have a little extra time. So let me show you real quick. You should be able to see.
You don't need extra time.
No, I'm going to fly through this thing. Okay, so what I had Maddie do. She says, sending out signed CDs. I want one. I already have one. Can you guys see that at the very top up here? Right there? Sending out signed CDs. 50 people said, I want one. Well, that's pretty good market research right there, right? I got them. Do you want it? Do you not want it? Well, here's what ended up happening. So once she went in and she hit the highlight information, she now was taken to where it shows you what they said. I voted for I want one. I voted for I want one. So she went, she sent him a message, and this is what happened. Hey, Seth, I saw you wanted a signed hard copy of my EP, and I'd love to send you one. They're $10. Here's the link, paypal.me, Maddie Newton. What's he say? Done. In messaging, you're allowed to send links. Okay, what we do sometimes is we sit around and wait for people to just do what it is that we hope for them to do and we don't ask. As musicians and artists, and more importantly, as business owners, we need to start asking. The question is, sometimes we ask too soon. Sometimes it's like, hey, welcome to my webpage, buy my stuff. It's like, bro, don't we want to date first? You know, don't we want to kind of get to know each other a little bit? So what we want to do is work this out. So she ended up having another person. Thanks, girl. She's thanking her for wanting to take her money. Thanks, girl. Here's my money. We assume sometimes that our fans understand what it is that we want them to do and the journey that we want to take them on. They don't. They really don't. Also, too, is the tools that Instagram is giving us right now, Facebook's giving us to make it easy. How many of you, if I said to you 31, those people that are already in my coaching program, don't answer this. If I said to you, you are in the 31-second business, who kind of understands, maybe wants to take a guess at what that means? Yes, sir. He says you have to get their attention and you have to move on it quickly. Good answer, not what I'm necessarily looking for. Yes, ma'am. Why? Okay, she says you want to find people that'll go past your content in 31 seconds. It shows that they're interested. Yes. Boom. You get paid at 31 seconds. YouTube, any stream at 31 seconds from beginning to 31. Not, have you ever noticed when Spotify sends your music out, they don't start at the beginning and end? Do you notice they end at about like 29 seconds or it could be a random piece? That's because they don't really want to pay you yet. But when you can use the tools inside to get people to go play your music and you get them past 31 seconds, you just got paid. It's fractions of a penny at this point, but that starts to add up after a while. And if you get yourself in the habit of doing this stuff every single day, it's going to give you the opportunity to pull that off. What I'm wanting to do is show you exactly how to do that inside of your phone. So once I can get my phone to pop up here, and I apologize that this isn't, we'll get it here in 2 seconds. So we got the 31 second factor down. How many of you in here, and do me a favor, don't raise your hand if you think it's the popular thing that I want to see, because we want to be able to serve you and help you. But how many of you right now currently have music on Spotify or Apple? Okay, hands down. How many of you put that link into the world at least 10 to 15 times a day? Okay, that's okay. No, that's, we don't know what we don't know, right? How many of you would love for a radio station to play your song 15 times a day? Do you know where people listen to music these days? Is it on the radio or is it on your phone? So if you're the program director of your own radio station and you haven't played your song 15 times in one day, why should we want, you see what I'm saying? Is it's like you now have the tool to do what it is that we want everybody else in our world to do. So that's just another tool that I'm going to show you, because if you were to sit there and put something out on Instagram or Twitter, mostly on this one, particular with Twitter, if you do this 15 times a day, how many people think that's a little too much to be posting on Twitter 15 times in a day? But it's okay to say that. I felt that way for a long time. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to piss everybody off. Cool part is not everybody sees it every time you tweet. I mean, Twitter's one of the fastest moving streams in the world. The stuff on Instagram's only there for 24 hours. There are some people that like things to disappear after an hour or 24 hours. So the stories that you're able to put on. So let me just see real quick. Is my phone plugged into it? Yep. Is this plugged into it? Yes. Greg Wilnaugh, musicianmonster.com. Here we go. Let's see what happens. All right. We got it up. We are in business. So here's what I want everybody to understand down at the bottom. So up at the top, up at the top, you see the little camera icon, correct, right above my head? When you click on that, you're going to be given some options down at the bottom of the screen. You're going to scroll till it says go live. So for those of you that don't go live, I'm going to show you how easy it is, and I'm going to show you why this is important. Instagram is the only social media platform that will notify every single one of your followers that you're live. That's how much they want to reward you for this. Facebook, does Facebook notify every single person that you've worked so hard to get to follow you to say, hey, by the way, I'm live right now? Hell no. Why? Because Facebook is the world's best drug dealer. They gave us the crack, we got excited, and then they took the crack away from us, and now they want us to pay. Guess who owns Instagram? The crack is free right now, okay? So let's take advantage of it. Because at some point, they're gonna wanna be paid. And you know what? When they wanna be paid, what we should say is thank you so much for the free opportunity that you gave me to reach out to my audience. Instead, you'll hear a bunch of people bitching about the followers that Facebook's not letting them see anymore. They're Facebook's followers, by the way, guys. That's their platform. We wanna get them to your website. We wanna get them on your email list, because guess what? That's where you own that stuff. So right now, the crack's free. That's your hashtag for the week. Last year it was karma bitch. This year it's the crack's free. Okay, it's a whole nother story. Okay, so all I do is I click go live. Now, how many of you followed me again? I want everybody to look at their phones. And as soon as you see that Rick Barker is going live, I want you to raise your hand. Hey, it's Rick. We are now here at the DIY Musician Conference. Let's kind of switch this around so you can see everybody. What I'm doing is showing them. Okay. By the way, if you're sitting with someone you shouldn't be sitting with, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So now that the reason that they're raising their hands is I said, I want you to raise your hands when you get notified that I'm live. That's the same. Turn the volume down. That's the same thing that I'm like, too many voices in my head. Okay. So now all of you have this. So here's somebody here. Carolyn's here. Let's see. Brendan's here. Daniel Hopp and Grace Scott sent you a request to be in your video. So watch what happens now. I'm going to hit view. Is that one of you guys? That's okay. Hold on. Okay, I know where Clarence is at. Gray's here. Okay, Gray, where are you at? Go to the back of the room. So I'm going to click Gray. I'm going to add Gray. And now what's gonna happen is all of Gray's followers are gonna get notified that he's live. I just hijacked. Hey dude, what's going on? Turn around. Hey, what's up? All right, cool. So here's what happens. So let's say that you wanna go on Instagram Live. You can hang up now. Cool, thank you. I just didn't want us to feedback. So how are we going to use this for you? So what we're gonna do is say, hey, tonight at 7 o'clock, you know what else you can do? You can set an appointment. And I'm going to show you how to do that. And you could say at 7 o'clock tonight, I'm going live, and you come on, you play some songs. And then in between the songs, or as people are showing up, start acknowledging them. Hit the little wave button. But what you want to do, what's super, super important, is you want to bring them on, because once they get brought on, now their friends get notified. And all of a sudden, people are going to show up and you go, hey, I see we have a lot of new followers. Hey, my name's Rick. I'm a friend. What's your name again? I'm a friend of Carolyn's. Carolyn and I, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you're in music, hey, I'm coming to your town. You're now able to introduce yourself to people. And then after the end of this conversation, you're able to go, oh, sorry, let me, bye. Okay, end. Okay, so now I'm going to end this conversation. Are you sure you want to end the video? End now. I just performed in front of 116 people. Okay, so let's say that you do this and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, I only got like 10 people that showed up. And then you look at it tomorrow and you're like, ooh, 60 people saw this. A lot of us haven't performed for 60 people before. That's a worldwide audience that you just had the opportunity to let them see your stuff. Too often, as human beings, we're whining about who's not in the room instead of dealing with the people and focusing on the people who are. It's really hard to get people's attention right now. So right now, what I'm able to do is that across the top of your page, Remember how it did the circle and said, Rick's live? So out of every single one of your followers, Instagram thought enough to let you know that I was going live. That's powerful. Does everybody agree that having the only social platform that's got 600 million active daily users that's going to let every single one of your people know that you're live is a powerful tool? If you don't get that and understand that, we got issues. And we got problems because these are free tools that are available to you. As creatives, it's our responsibility to find our audience. It's not their responsibility to find us. Does everybody understand that? If you've got music that can change people's lives, that's on you. That's what people always ask me, Rick, what's your goal? So my goal is to affect millions of people with songs I didn't write by helping creatives get in front of the right people and have the right opportunities. So that's why I want to show you the tools that we have. So when you go inside, we're going to create a post. All you do is if I want to use an image that I've already done. So let's say that we want to create like what Maddie did. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your phone, you're going to shoot it to video, and you're just going to simply record a video. This is me recording a video. Hey, it's Rick here at the DIY Musician Conference. How many of you would love to be here? Blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. You shoot your video. Try to keep it under 15 seconds. Okay, write that down. Keep video under 15 seconds. So then, now that we go in, we click on that video. It's in my system. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to get out of this. I'm now going to go into Instagram. There's that video that I just shot with an option. As I click on this video, Dina Bach mentioned me in their story. Who's Dina? Thank you. Okay, out of all the people that I'm following, what did Instagram just do for me?
Immediately.
Exactly. Immediate is a good thing. Immediate is a good thing. So once we're here, across the top of the buttons, you're going to see that you've got that little folder right past the link. You're going to click either poll, ask the question, you just type on it. Does this shirt, Harry, what the hell is that? Does this shirt make me look fat? Yes, no, I'm not going to post it. I'm just making shit up right now to show you guys how to do it. Panic. You're like, oh. Yeah. Okay, so and then you're done. You just take it, you move it down, you put it out there. People are going to respond to something. So earlier, I just wanted to show you how to do this. Earlier, I did one. I'll go back in to Instagram. Get back out of here, go to home. Up top, there's a whole bunch of you doing some crazy stuff. I'm afraid to look at it. All right, hold on. Woo-woo. Okay, so inside, if you just touch your story and I click on it, this is going to show everything that's kind of, that was the live video. Down at the bottom, it says story or live. I'm going to go into story. So this is the boys, Mike, George, here's this. Some of you have been wandering around taking pictures. Thank you. I appreciate that. There you are, right there in the front. All right, hold on. Okay, would having a manager make a difference for you right now? Just a quick question. I have a management program that I sell, so I'm just going to ask some simple little questions. So once you do is you go down to the bottom where it says seen by, and you click on it, and it's going to show me that 140, thank you, Indica, 149 people, see the little eyeball, let me see where this little guy is, right there. Okay, so down at the bottom, if I click on 9 votes for heck yeah, it's going to open them up. Now I can click on Guitar Leva. I could send him a message. I want everybody's attention right now. I'm going to show you how. See the little phone button down there, the little camera icon? Hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time to answer that question. Is there any question that you have regarding the industry that I can help you with right now? Just hit me back, man. I would love to hook you up. All right, ciao. As soon as I hit done, I slide over, keep in chat, hit send. How long did that take me? How do you think your fans are going to feel when you just sent them 10 to 15 seconds saying, hey, thanks for the follow? So what I'm doing right now, that was just a quick strategy there. So I'll go up here, but real quick, When you go in down at the very bottom, every day, I want you to get in the habit. How many people will at least commit an hour a day to their business? Okay, we call this the customer service part of our business. Okay, so you saw that Maddie went in, asked a question. She went in, sent him a thing. We also had her go in and just start talking to people. So what I'm gonna do is down at the bottom, you're gonna see this little heart. See the heart? The heart. So that's Mark. If I hit message, I can only do a typewritten message right here. So what I do after I do him is I'll just hit his page and I'll take a look and I'll kind of see something real quick. Okay. Is Mark in here? You're here? Okay. So what I would do, I won't do this on the first date, but what I would do if Mark responds back to me is I would go in and say, hey, real quick too, in your bio on your Instagram, you're not utilizing the fact that you could have a link. I would just add a link in there. That's all I would say. I would just kind of give him a little bit of advice, a little bit of tip. And then it's like, hey man, thanks so much. And then I'll say, hey, if you want to come to a free training to learn more about how to utilize social media, because we're in message, I can give him a link now. And then when he comes and watches that free training and I make an offer and I have coaching programs from $100 a year to $2,000 a year, and he decides to pick up, let's say the $100 a year program, was that 8 seconds worth $100? Was to him, because we're building a relationship, we're building rapport. So what I'm saying here is, so when you go down and people follow you, you can check every day and you just scroll around. And the thing that I'm gonna recommend to you is just go in, follow some folks. Okay, here's Lisa. I'm gonna click on Lisa. I'm gonna go back here real quick. Serial Chief Marketing Officer. I love that. Author of Big Data Marketing and Photography. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send her a message. Hold on, let me do that again. Hey Lisa, just wanna say thanks for following and would love for you to share what you consider to be your favorite picture that you've ever taken as a photographer. All right, once again, thanks for the follow. Talk soon, bye-bye. Done. Then I can go back, I always put keep in chat. That way, once they watch it once, it doesn't disappear. They're able to go back, so I hit that. And now all of a sudden, if Lisa responds back. So the way that we use that with Maddie is I had her ask the same question going in. Hey, thanks so much for the follow. Tell me a little bit about yourself. If someone walks up, what's your name in the hat? Casey, do you mind role playing with me for a second? Okay, I'll be gentle, I swear to God. All right, hold on. You have the other mic? Okay, you can take this real quick. Thank you, sir. So if I gave you the opportunity, because here's the thing, as I'm having you guys do 15-second videos on Instagram, you're allowed to just keep going and it'll break them up for you. But if I said, hey, Casey, right? Tell me a little bit about yourself. Don't say anything. How awkward would that be if you asked somebody a question and they didn't say anything? It's pretty awkward, right? So the chances of Casey answering me if I asked Casey about herself seems to be pretty good, right? Continue. Casey, tell me a little bit about yourself. Yeah, you can speak now. Now she's nervous as hell. Yes, you can speak now.
I manage my husband's band and we're launching music at the end of the month.
Great, okay, so she gave me enough information as someone who teaches people how to launch music, say, awesome, I would love to share the link of your husband's band. And it's just taken me a couple seconds to do this stuff. If she, with that personal attention that I'm giving her. Thank you, yes. Ride 'em, cowboy, that's fun, I'm gonna check that out. So what's happening now is that we're having a conversation, and then when the timing is right, thank you, I'll take that again. When the timing is right, I could say, listen, I've got a checklist of the 5 things that you should do before launching a single. Would you like me to send that to you? Yes, great, tell me where. Now I just picked up her email address. Okay, by being able to solve one of her problems. How do I know what her problems are if I'm not asking questions? Have you had a chance to check out my music yet? No, I haven't. Awesome. I'll send you. Would you like to? Yes. Send them a link to check out your music. Should we send them to Spotify or should we send them to your website? Now I'm going to respond back to this. Okay, so hold on, hold that. Shh, shh. You are such a liar then if you're saying that's your favorite photo from everything you shot if you've been at the gay rodeo. You better pony up those pictures now, girl. So how fun is this? So think about if you were able to go down. Be careful what shows up on that screen, monitor man. Be careful what we ask for. Hold on. Yeah. Be good, girl. All right. So this is this okay if we take 5 minutes with someone, if we feel that we're getting some interaction? If that's the relationship that they're looking for. News flash. As of today, and probably for the near foreseeable future, they will no longer have to physically pay to listen to your music. Is everybody kind of aware of that right now? That there's these opportunities. So when they make an investment, they're making an investment into you and the relationship that you build with them. And in a real world, if you can make 50 grand a year doing what it is that you love, you're making more than a lot of teachers and a lot of nurses and a lot of first year law students doing what it is that you love. It's not hard to make money on the internet. The thing is, you have to know who your audience is and you need to feed them. Unfortunately, we're trying to feed everyone. We're just kind of throwing our music out there. Here's the cool part. The internet doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care how pretty you are. It doesn't care how ugly you are. It doesn't care what pronoun you want to be called. It doesn't give a crap about anything but the fact that you've got a tool to put it out there. And if you find the right people, they can interact with you. And when the time is right, you can ask for something. Because that's what we do in relationships. When the time is right, we ask for something. So go to your Spotify. All of you right now, open up your phone. Log into your Spotify app. You, sir, in the front, you have music on Spotify? Congratulations, you get to be my dude. All right, what's the name of your band?
P-A-T-H.
Artist, okay. So everybody, got it up? Okay. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to the three little dots to the right. Does everybody see the three little dots to the right? Click on that. You're going to go down to share. You're going to hit Instagram stories. Okay, so this is what's going to do now. It's now opened it up inside of your Instagram stories. Everybody see how to do that? We haven't gone too far. Everybody got that? Okay, so now here's what we're doing. The best analogy I can use. If you want to share other people's content across your platform, that's good. Everything you create doesn't have to be your own, but what you want to do is add your spin on it. So now you're like a DJ remixing a track. It's like you took this really cool song and you remixed it. So if I just share it, it's his content, probably won't have the same effect until I put love this track. Share with your peeps. Okay, so I just scroll that up. I'm gonna go ahead and throw in the hashtag for DIY musician, because it's here. Medition, yeah, when you get old folks, it just slows you down. Oh, there we go. I'm gonna slide that down to the bottom. So here's what's gonna end up happening. You can't see it now, but when I add it to my story, I'll show you what's gonna happen. So it's added to the story. He's on his own. He's good. Hold on. Getting my video. Hold on. That's not that one. He's going to get notified. Hold on. Where are you? Hold on. Where we go? Go back here. Let's go to story. Let's just screw. Here we go. Hold on. Yeah, your live video. Let me hit. I'm trying to hit story. There we go. So what's going to happen is inside here, see where up top it says play on Spotify? I click on Spotify. And it's going to allow me to play in the thing. We just made it basically our own music player. He's allowed now. So if he does this a couple of different times a day, he's able to do that. So good for him. He's now there. I am Lauren. She's live. See how across the top what's happening right now? That's why you should want to go live every single day, is because it's going to end up letting people do that for you. The other thing that I want you to understand is the vanity metrics days of having tons of followers and all that stuff, those days are gone. It's right now, it's like, how can we build relationships? Even engagement's really hard right now. You guys notice that? Am I the only one that realizes it's the engagement's like super hard right now? So we want to be able to build those relationships because we don't need everyone in order for us to be successful and in order for us to be happy. We just need the right people in order to do this. Does anybody have any questions right now regarding anything? I want to answer. Yes, ma'am. Just if you got a question, come up and grab the mic. Yeah, go ahead. Microphone on real quick.
Do you have a charger because your MacBook's about to die?
Yeah, I do.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Didn't want to.
No, that's okay. He's sorry for wanting to keep me alive. That's nuts. Yeah, you're fine. Okay, go ahead and ask your question while we're... Do you have... Here, he'll give you... Greg, where'd the mic go? Here, go ahead. Anybody have questions, just kind of line up over here and I'll let you ask your questions. I want to be able to serve you, so we got time. Go ahead.
So when you were saying when you share your music with your, on the DMs, you were saying either do you do Apple Music or Spotify? How do you know which one you should put your link to?
Right now, I would use Spotify. On the DMs, I would send people to your website.
Okay.
If the thing that here's the problem that I think we're running into. This is just my own personal opinion. We can't keep sending people to other people's platforms because then they're getting to get their information and build the relationship. So if you've set up your website properly, I would send them to your website. Okay. Because then if you've installed a Facebook pixel, we can go back and retarget people. So if you're sending them, send them to your website. If you're just using a free tool, if Spotify is going to let you turn your Instagram into a music player, do so. Make sure in your Spotify for Artists that you have set up linking people to your website and stuff. But in the DM, send them to your location.
Okay.
Send them, like with Maddie, we had them send it directly to PayPal. It's like, let's get right to the bank. They said they wanted it. They said, send us this information, and then she can go back and remind them and create what's called scarcity. Hey, by the way, you said you wanted one of the autographed ones. There's only five left. Holy crap, because guess what happens in people's lives? They get busy. We start with an intention, but then it changes. So yeah, I would send them to your website. Yes, sir.
Dude, I freaking love you because...
I love you.
Quite honestly, this has been the most exciting keynote that I've been to the entire time. So I just want to say, a lot of fire.
Thank you.
My question is, I got to get to a gig pretty soon here,
Sure.
And I want to know what it takes. Will you be my manager as far as like okay. How do I get that going?
Now, this is pretty funny because I should pay you right now, but I'm not.
You can.
Yeah, so if you go to managemymusiccareer.com, the first thing that I want you guys to do, and I'll share the slide with you in a second, you guys can take a picture of it, is I want you to take the manager assessment. And it's just going to basically identify where you are.
Okay.
And then on Monday night, I'll invite you to a free training.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about what it is a manager does. You wouldn't believe how many people don't really know what it is that a manager does, what to look for in a manager, what to expect from a manager. And then I'm going to teach you my social media strategies on how to become a social media ninja in under an hour, all in this training. So yeah.
Thanks.
But yeah, just go to, if you're following me, who all sent? Did you send the email in the beginning?
I did.
Guess what? Inside that email, there's a link inviting you to that webinar on Monday.
Very cool. Thank you.
Strategy. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's your name, by the way?
Oh, by the way, yeah, my name is Henry.
Henry?
I'm a one-man funk band from Austin, Texas called Henry and the Invisibles. And I wanted to welcome everybody who's not from Texas because that's what we do in Texas.
Awesome.
We want to welcome y'all.
Great.
All the love.
All right. We'll be at his house having brisket later. Yeah.
Hi. A real pleasure being here, and I had no clue who you were, and totally, this is a very cool talk. I have this question regarding the Instagram Live.
Okay.
if I want to do like a concert of mine or my own music through Instagram Live, am I gonna have trouble with Instagram? Or it should.
You're not. Yeah, you're not gonna have trouble with it. Know that you're only gonna be able to perform for about an hour. One of the things you want to be basically careful with whenever you're doing anything live is that that's not what it was designed for. It was designed for interaction. So if you're live on stage and I'm over here, do I really want to watch that? It's really not an experience. The closer you are to the camera in these live experiences, so you can see their names and, hey, thanks for, hey Casey, thank you. Reggie, man, glad you're here. Clarence, glad you're here. Now all of a sudden you've got their attention because you said their name. It's like human nature. So the closer you are, yes, it's going to help you be able to do that. But you're not going to get in any trouble for clearing your music or anything like that. It's going to disappear in 24 hours. Now, here's the thing, real quick. Let's say you can't save that Instagram Live to your camera roll if you bring someone else on. Workaround. iPhone 10, I don't have an Android, so I can't answer an Android question. But down at the top here, this little bottom, you could go back and you could record your screen. And now you save it as a movie file and you can upload it to your highlights or anything like that, or you can share it someplace else. Yes, sir. What was that? What? So what happened is if I go into an Instagram, like we just went into this Instagram Live. Usually at the end of an Instagram Live, if you were the only person there, let's say you just did a show, but you didn't bring anybody on and you're like, dude, I did some pretty good songs in that. I want to save the video file. You hit the save button. It drops it into your camera. You put it in iMovie, upload it to IGTV. We haven't even gotten into IGTV yet. That's a whole nother thing that I'll cover on the training. But now you can upload full movies. I'm a fan of it now because they'll pop in your feed that says, hey, if you want to watch the whole thing, click here. Dude, that's awesome. You got four or five songs. Give people a chance to get to see you. That's how you save it. Then you can use it other places. If you brought someone on and it was a great conversation, gotcha, and it was a great conversation, then you could just go in and that's called screen record. So you're just able to go in and record your screen. So you go watch the live, hit screen record, save that as a movie, and you can pop that up. Yes, sir.
So my name is Brendan. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
So I was going to ask about Instagram TV. I've heard that they, like, because it's newer on the platform, that they're rewarding that algorithmically.
They are.
And they're sending it to the top. So there is.
It's the same thing with Facebook Live. What happens is when someone puts out a new feature, they're going to reward you for doing this. So take advantage when these because they're not always going to do that for you. So take advantage of it while you can. Be happy with it while you can. And then when it moves on, you just try to find ways to rework around that. But what I do inside the stuff that I teach is I stay up to date. We update this all the time. And part of my management is also module program where you have recordings. I update that one every week. I'm doing a live webinar on to update social media because it's changing so fast. And that's how we have to refilter things. Thank you very much.
You managed Taylor Swift, right?
I did.
Are y'all on good terms?
I haven't did anything to mess her up. None of those
Amazing.
Songs are about me.
Well.
Yeah. You would have known if I had pissed her off, I'd be in a song
well,
right
Well, thank
now.
You. She's the reason I write music, so if you want to help awesome. Me write with her. You,
yeah,
you
no, know. She's fantastic. And actually, in that training, I talk a lot about the story behind her and I. I also address the white elephant in the room on why I'm not with her. And basically, it has to do with the fact that at the time, real quick, I'm going to give you a sneak peek real quick. Yeah. What's that? I'm not gonna play shit from her. This is my time. Yeah. You can go get that later. No, what I'm gonna show you real quick is one of the reason that we need to make decisions in our life is what this did for me. Where's it at? Presentations. Are you ready for a manager? Now, when you show up on Monday, act surprised. That's why I left Taylor. Those two kids right there. My last year with her, I was gone 187 days. My daughter was 4, my son was 2. Bless you. And I basically realized that I was about to become a millionaire, but at what expense? Would it go out in alimony and child support? Would the kids know their dad? My why are those two kids and their mother. So that was the decision that I made. But what's interesting about that, But let me be 100% honest. I took Taylor as far as I could take Taylor. I'd never been a manager before. I'm the best in the artist development, figure out your brand, figure out your audience, do all those things exactly like I did for her. They always joke and say, I'm good for 0 to 4 million. After about 4 million, then we need to hand you off to somebody who that's their world and that's what they want to do for a living. All I want to do is serve at the beginning stages and then hand you off to somebody who can take you to that next level. The manager that you need in the beginning of your career is not the big manager that isn't going to give you the time of day because you don't have any money. It's the person that's going to show you how to use the tools that are readily available and help you get in a position to take advantage of that. So yeah, so that's why I left her. It's just, I was 300 pounds. I weighed, you know, it was just, it wasn't for me, and she understood it completely. So it was good, but I'll act surprised when I share that in the presentation on Monday night if you decide to show up. But we go in and talk about a lot of the things that I was able to do living in California, her living in Nashville, on the phone. We didn't even have the tools that we have today. So we get really into the weeds. Yes, sir.
Yes, first off, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that promotion. Also, I'm looking forward to more information about the IGTV training you just spoke about.
Yes.
Because I see that you can put links in IGTV.
You can. That's the thing. It's like they reward you for things like that. And that's what you want. You want to take advantage of everything they got.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you might have answered the question already, like pretty much for me. But I was thinking about as far as like utilizing the opportunity with IG Live as far as I'm having an album released this week. And okay. I was thinking like, do you think it'd be a viable option to use that as an opportunity to like see like an early listening party for like fans?
Yeah,
like a reward
I think
type of thing,
anytime you get a chance to give somebody a peek behind the curtain, I think is a good thing. We're not in a business to keep secrets anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we can't tease people because we never know if we're going to get their attention again. Does anybody kind of understand what it's like? We're not Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Drake, Chance, Pop Malone, Beyonce, they can tease all they want and they have a big enough audience for that to happen. We can't. That's why putting samples of your music out, no, hey, I got your attention. I want to show you everything I got and I want to get you to the next step in our relationship. By the way, when this is over, I'll be out there answering questions for as long as you guys absolutely want questions. If any of you know me, I sit around for days. I'll be here tomorrow. So I'll be there to answer any questions that you have. But yeah, you don't want to tease people. Definitely let them see what's up. Make sure you have a link to your project. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Rick. I'm Suvi, and I love your podcast.
Thank you.
I actually listen to it when I'm running. It's super motivational because you're obviously very motivational. What I want to know is where do you go to find new information about this ever-changing industry? What are the resources? Are there blogs that you like?
I go to Social Media Examiner. Let's go to... Get ready to take your phones out. I need you guys to take a picture. Okay, take this. Right now, too, by the way, Soup is over at Rockstar Advocate. She's in another room. You guys missed the opportunity to see her. Thank you for being here with me. Go follow her. Also, too, Cheryl Englehart in the Key of Success. Go follow her. Gary V, what? Sunny Lynn Arduzzi is, I pay her $6,000 a year for YouTube coaching. But she is an Instagram genius. Follow her YouTube channel and her page. How many of you aren't at 10,000 followers on Instagram right now? Okay, those of us that are have the swipe up feature. Vanessa Lau did the best video to show you a workaround on that. It takes a couple different steps, but it's very much worth it. Also, if you go to managemymusiccareer.com, that will give you, you'll go there and you can take the manager assessment. Kind of see where you're at. You'll answer a couple questions. Have you released music? How much money did you make with your music? Is your business registered properly? Have you registered? You know, all the little questions somebody should be asking you. And then at the end of it, if you are identified as a beginner, I give you the opportunity to learn the business. And I put together a whole program. It's $100 for the year. And I do a coaching call once a month inside of Facebook so you could come in and ask questions, and I made it very affordable for everyone. The higher the prices, the more access you get and things like that. I'm not here to sell you anything. If it interests you, go to it, great. If it doesn't, take this information and do something with it. That's what I want you to do, you know, because I'm not for everyone. I'm like sushi, I'm an acquired taste. If you want somebody to tell you how great you are, go to your mama and your choir director. I'm gonna help you get to where it is that you wanna go. And I'm gonna hold you accountable. because that's what a good manager does. That's what a coach does. They hold you accountable to get the results because we get comfortable sometimes. So take a picture of that. Follow those people. That's where I get my information. Also, too, inside of what's called the Fanbase Blueprint, the program that comes with all my management, is I have a list of podcasts I listen to, subscription places that I go to. Social Media Examiner is a good one. And if you ever get in a bind, go to YouTube and type in how to, whatever the question is that you have, and some 10-year-old kid from England is going to probably show up and teach you how to do it. He really is. You guys have been awesome. I appreciate you, and enjoy the rest of your time. Thank you, dude. I appreciate you.
Thanks again to Rick for taking time to speak at the DIY Musician Conference. You can find out more about Rick at rickbarker.com and see all the different resources he has for artists. Speaking of the conference, by the time you hear this episode, early bird tickets should be available and on sale for the 2020 DIY Musician Conference, which will take place in Austin, Texas, August 28th through 30th. You should be there. You should definitely be there. Head on over to DIYMusicianCon.com for details. Keep in mind that early bird ticket holders get priority access to submit for performance opportunities and a lot of other cool stuff. And we get asked this question over and over again every year. How can I increase my chances of getting to play? Buy an early bird ticket. We email you first with all the options and all the performance opportunities. Sometimes it's in-studio opportunities. We've done YouTube pop-up studio before. We've done things in recording studios. We've done, of course, we'll have showcases and such. So you want to have access to those opportunities first. Buy an early bird ticket. So DIYMusicianCon.com. And if the 2020 details aren't up just yet, they will be in a matter of days. It might be a couple days after this podcast episode posts. So just a heads up. But it'll be December 9th is when we're supposed to have all that live and online. Lastly, don't forget, listener line at 360-524-2209 or our email at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com. Comments, questions about Instagram or merch or 2020 predictions, plus all your other questions and comments are welcome as well. Well, that's going to do it. We'll catch you next time. You've been listening to the CD Baby DIY Musician Podcast, broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, USA.